The Mehewi Theater opened during a time that seems so distant, even in small-town America.
From 1905 through 1930 were vaudeville, and the performers would hop off the train at the Great Barrington train station and walk down the hill with their props and their costumes in their suitcase.
That's Beryl Jolly, executive director of the Mehewi Performing Arts Center. And though the theater has been continuously operating for the past 110 years in downtown Great Barrington, it has lived different lives and welcomed a variety of guests. When a 35mm carbon arc projector set up shop, things really got rolling.
We've heard many stories from people who've seen their first movies here, had date nights here, generations of moviegoers. From 1930 all the way through the 1990s, it was primarily a movie house.
The theater's architect was Joseph MacArthur Vance, who had worked on Pittsfield's Colonial Theater 2 years earlier. Times were different then. Vance himself performed in a 1905 production of Sunny Sicily on the Mehewi stage. Under the ownership of international film companies, the theater, whose name comes from the Mohican word meaning downstream, fell into disrepair without heating or air conditioning. Today, executive director of the Southern Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, Betsy Andrus, remembers bundling up to go to a so-called flicker show as a youngster.
It was a great place to go to watch movies because, of course, yeah, you wanted to do something, but it wasn't, there was no real pizzazz to it. It kind of had lost its light a little bit.
A $9 million restoration was completed in 2006 after the Berkshire Opera Company purchased the theater. In 2005, Beryl Jolly and the Mehewi Performing Arts Center launched year-round programming.
Originally, major experiment to see how year-round performing arts would work in Berkshire County, and the great success story is how well it's been received and how the theater's thrived in this first decade. We've sold out different kinds of events in every season, in every month, that the winter is as vibrant as the summer. Different kinds of audiences, different types of shows, but all have worked successfully, and that there was a real hunger and a real appreciation of having these kinds of opportunities, not just in the summer, but 12 months a year.
Over the past decade, acts like Joan Rivers, Lyle Lovett, and John Pizzarelli have performed at the 700-seat venue. It hosts school plays and field trips and shows classic movies each month. In a place that was named the best small town in America by Smithsonian Magazine in 2012, Chamber Director Betsy Andrus says the year-round attraction has become a valuable asset to complement the area's outdoor recreation and summer cultural venues.
You can see that people are possibly going to dinner ahead and then traveling to the theater. You can see that people are searching for a parking spot and or crossing the road and they're dressed up more than they would normally be. There's just a buzz that happens in our town when something is happening at the Mehewi.
Jolly credits the community for its commitment to keep the theater open. It draws some 40,000 people each year. About half are from Berkshire County. Roughly 50% of the nonprofit's $1.7 million annual budget is supported by its 1,300 members.
For visitors, it's an intimate and beautiful space in a very beautiful small town, so it really has a special quality, and the acoustics are perfect. It was built as a vaudeville house, so the acoustics are intimate, and the experience both for the artist from the stage to the audience and vice versa is a very personal connection. So it's really, it is the kind of best way to experience performing artists and screened events as well.
Jolly says the group will focus on expanding its offerings going forward with artist and critic talks, holiday shows, and themed events with nearby restaurants. Like the theater itself, its hallmark, the Marquee, has seen tough times. Paint chips constantly fell off, and it was marked by dents from passing trucks. But as Jolly explains, it has righted its course.
Now the Marquee sparkles year-round, and the theater's in its full glory again.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.